Welcome to episode 226 of Fly Away. We're a group of agents from Outlander Travel who get together every week to talk about all things travel. Whether you've been listening for a while or just tuning in, we're happy you found us. We truly believe that travel has the power to change the world, and we want to inspire others to come along with us. We chat about destinations, current events, our favorite experiences, and lots more. We love to hear your feedback and ideas for topics, so please connect with us on our website, Facebook, or Twitter. My name is Elizabeth, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Donna, Laura, Lindsay, and Sandy. Jamaica is one of our favorite Caribbean destinations, and you've heard us chat about it before. With gorgeous beaches and stunning natural beauty, this island has something to appeal to everyone, and if you've only visited on a cruise, you're really missing out. Recently, Sandy was able to visit Ocho Rios and Negril, and she's here to give us an update. So let's get started. Okay, so when we talked about Jamaica before, we really focused on one brand of resorts. So did you focus on one brand this time?
I went to two different ones, but they were not the ones I had been to before. So, yeah, normally it's sandals or beaches, mm-hmm. but this time I... So I started out in Ocho Rios at the Moon Palace, which I was really excited for.
I hear it's huge.
It's a big resort. I don't think it's as big as the one in Cancun or Riviera Maya or whatever, but... Yeah, it's pretty big. It's got a lot of stuff. It was really cool. I liked it.
And then where else did you go?
Where were you at?
I was at the Moon Palace in Ocho Rios.
Moon Palace, okay.
And then the second one was the Azul in the Grill. And that one was really cool, too.
Okay, so let's talk about when you went, because you went sort of at an off time. So
I went the first week of January, which is an excellent time to travel because the weather is usually crap at home.
It's a really family show.
Well, we can say crab.
I guess we can, because we just said it twice.
If CC comes after us, we'll know who to blame.
So
we're so cutting edge. For all you Southerners, she said, it's not nice.
Yeah, it's a good time to go to the Caribbean and get out of the weather.
Mm-hmm. So how was it in Jamaica?
It was gorgeous, like 80 degrees, really nice, warm enough to get in the water. Yeah, it was really good. I love going out of town at that time of year.
Now, so it was an off time. Was it actually, and you know, it was cold and nasty here. Were the resorts really, really full and busy?
Yeah, they were busy. Yeah, they actually said this is a peak time for them. Lots of Europeans too, though. But yeah, it definitely was fuller. But, you know, it's one of those things, when I go to resorts and I do the site inspections and I ask how full they are, and then when they tell me they're near capacity, it never seems like it to me. Like, I always see empty spaces and spread out things, and I don't know. This one was the same way. I don't know if it was because I was there for a conference, so a good chunk of us were in meetings,
yeah.
You know, but we had a little bit
of... So you could actually find a chaise lounge to, you know, by the pool?
Well, she couldn't because she was in meetings.
Well, the day that we did have... Although, I will say, the day I got to go do that, it was like 4 o'clock by the time I got to go down to the beach. So I guess maybe there were people who were already done with the beach. But no, it was fine. And the last day I walked around to take a lot more pictures, and I got a lot of good pictures without people in them. So that was good, too.
Sandy, the Moon Palace in Cancun is really big. Is this one as big?
No, it is not as big. That one has the one in Cancun has like a concert place.
Yes,
you know,
yeah,
I mean,
it has
like
a concert
really big. No, this one wasn't as big as that, but it was right by the cruise port, so that was interesting seeing what ships were in on whatever certain days. So one thing we did an excursion to the Blue Hole. And it just happened to be a day that there were no ships in port. And I think that made a big difference. So, like, if you...
Oh, yeah, because I was there, and I think there may have been 20 people there the day I went.
Yeah, it wasn't really that crowded. It was, yeah, it was nice. It was really cool.
Well, so, there was
a... Did your room
ship.
Have a hot tub in it?
What's that?
Did your room have a jacuzzi in it?
No, my room was funny because... I didn't do a site inspection, so I didn't really see what all the other rooms were. Mine was just a pretty basic, plain room. I did a video of it. And I had a balcony, and I could see the ships and stuff when I walked out on my balcony. And when I was telling someone else where my room was, they were like, oh, you're in the part with the big balconies. And I was like, no, it's not a big balcony. You know, I'm like, they're like, can you stand out on it? And I was like, oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I guess I got a big balcony. There's chairs on it, too. But, yeah, so I guess the other building had maybe a French balcony. I didn't go over there and see them, but they didn't have a balcony like mine. So, yeah.
The one in Cancun has the best. It has, like, jacuzzi in your room that you could have a party in.
No, mine didn't even have a bathtub.
I love that thing. Because, you know, I'm a fluffier girl, and sitting in a bathtub is always kind of like, which part of me is going to be cold?
Yeah. That's how I am,
was
too.
Cold in this thing. I mean, I just loved it.
You'd be hanging out.
I did not.
I like that term, fluffy.
Yeah, it was just a shower. There was one woman, this is kind of funny, and it's not really, it's not really about Moon Palace per se, except it was weird that they have phones in the bathroom. Yeah, like some older hotels will have that. And she accidentally locked herself in the bathroom. And she was like, so she said she had come in and the cleaning person was getting ready to go and service her room. And she asked them to just wait while she went in and like use the bathroom real quick. And she was going to run out. Well, she pulled this little door shut and it locked, and it locked her in. And so she had to scream and hope the woman in the hallway could hear her. And then people were all like, well, why didn't you just use the phone by the toilet? And she was like, oh, yeah, I guess I didn't think about that. Like,
So she obviously got out.
Okay. She got out. They had to, like, change the lock and everything.
Wow.
Yeah, she was really stuck in there. It was really funny. But,
Now, how are the beaches at this one?
The beaches are good. Ocho Rios does not, it's not really known for beaches because it's kind of on the more rocky side of the island. But the beaches were nice. They, you know, there was plenty of lounge chairs. There was, it wasn't rocky when you got in the water. You could walk out and it wasn't too deep. So I thought the beaches were really good. They have a water park there. They have a, it's not a huge water park, but they have big water slides and stuff. And they have a lounge that was kind of like the teen lounge, but they opened it up to all ages because I guess the dad's like going in there playing video games too.
Oh.
So,
that sounded weird.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like a family lounge that I guess gets a lot of use from families. Like, I could see my family really going for that. So, yeah, and they have adults.
There's an Xbox. Yes, my family definitely could be in there.
Yeah, yeah. It's that kind of thing. I think it might even be an Xbox lounge. Yeah. That was cool.
Yeah, we just recently did an episode on beaches, Turks and Caicos, and we were talking about the Xbox Lounge and how my whole family stayed in there, except for me.
Yeah,
was in there constantly.
That would be me. I wouldn't even.
Yeah.
I didn't even walk in. Actually, I tried to walk into it the last day when I was taking the pictures, but when I walked in, somebody was in there. It was like I could tell it was one of the staff trying to like find a quiet place, so I just turned around and walked back out.
Yeah,
I'm glad it wasn't like two of the seven.
Did you eat at specialty restaurants, Sandy?
What's that?
Did you eat at any of the specialty restaurants?
Yeah, so we ate at the Italian place, which was really good. And we ate at the steakhouse on the beach, which was kind of hit or miss. And I think it may have just been because we were eating late and we were a big party. And so I don't know if they just weren't ready for like a 10 top table or something, but yeah, that one was a little hit or miss, but the Italian place was really good. They had the crepes
and it's right on the beach, though. That would be really nice.
Yeah, that was pretty cool, being on the beach. It was nice. I mean, the weather was good. I don't even think it rained when I was there.
Did you have a 10 top at the Italian place too? I mean, was it apples to apples?
Yeah,
that you're okay.
We did. I mean, it was just a bunch of agents who were like, oh, where you want to go now, and we just kind of wander over. Yeah, that night there was, the night we went to the Italian place, there was actually like a party on the beach, but we had had several buffets by then, so I just kind of didn't want another buffet, so.
Tired. You went to bed.
Yeah. I went to bed right after that. I know, and I did not check out the nightclubs. I'm sorry.
But they do have nightclubs.
They do have nightclubs. They have a piano bar. There's like a disco kind of nightclub. And there was another one on the other side that I think it was called the Loud Bar or something. I can't remember, but I didn't go over there and check that one out either. It was actually, this was when I was still trying to do Dry January.
Oh, it was like 3 days?
I lasted until like the 8th, thank you. Well, you know when I finally broke down?
The day you arrived? Is that?
No, it was like day 2 because we had a reception at Beaches and They brought out all the Sesame Street characters, and they were dancing around on stage, and I just reached over and grabbed a glass of wine. I was like,
nothing says time to drink like Sesame Street. I'm gonna need this
to get through this. Yeah. It's very cute, but almost like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And you're like, I want the wine.
I want to be a drinker. So who would you say Moon Palace is good for? Obviously families.
Yeah, very good for families. In fact, I left there wanting to put together a group of all my cousins to do a family reunion because it was really something for everybody there. Good for a real variety of ages, and the excursions there, excursion options at Otrivius are really good too. So
did you get to do any of those? You said you went to Blue Hole.
The Blue Hole was amazing. It was gorgeous.
Donna, you've done that before too, right?
Yes. I had a private tour guide that basically I said, okay, this is where I want to go. And that was one of the places. Yeah.
Did you go and jump in and stuff? Were you swimming?
Oh yeah. I wouldn't go off the really big, like 15-foot cliff dive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I jumped everywhere else.
Did you do that waterfall rock that was, that's not.
Oh yeah.
Did you
and
really?
I went under the rocks.
So there's this, like, if you see it on a movie or something, this is the thing you would probably see, but it's this big rock that you kind of have to run a third of the way down and then leap because the rock, it's not like you jump straight. You have to go out and over the rock. And the group that we were with the tour guide group wasn't letting our group do that. They said they don't do that. So I guess there are some that do because we did see people doing it. We saw people climbing it, but I was like, oh my God. No way.
Well,
you know?
So, like crazy. I said, there was only about 15 or 20 people there the day that I went. And I had my own personal guide that basically he took me up. He took all my pictures because there was nobody there.
That's nice.
And we did everything. He tried to get me to go off the big cliff dive. And I said, no.
So there's a chicken out path off that big cliff dive.
Yeah. I just said, nope, not even going there.
Yeah, me too. Well, and it was funny because they took us up partway up and there's like a smaller cliff that you can jump off. And it's probably at least a 10-foot drop. You know, like it's definitely...
one I did.
Yeah, I did that one too. But it took me like a couple tries because, you know, they count you down and I'm like, I could count down again. And I almost told them, you know, I wanted to tell them just to push me because... You know, then it wouldn't be up to me. But I did it, and it was fine. And, you know, the water was refreshing. It wasn't too bad, even though it was January. And so we were with a group of, like, 20 agents. And, everybody did it. There was a couple of people that couldn't swim, so that was interesting because they had life jackets. And they were very nervous. And this one girl, the guide just picked her up and jumped in with her.
Wow.
And I know. I was like, oh, my God, she's going to kill him. But she was happy, and she was okay.
Did that or like her friend did that?
It was the guide. Yeah.
Ooh, that was a risky move.
It's so interesting because this is the same tour company that said we don't, you know, do the run and jump rock, but we will, you know, completely take a non-swimmer and
jump off the cliff. Yeah.
That makes no sense to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, she did it.
Yeah. Well, and you don't know what conversations went on. I mean, she might have talked
Yeah, she
to him
might
about
have,
it.
Like,
yeah,
told
him,
don't let
yeah.
me chicken out
yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
It was interesting, though. I mean, and then I forget what age they said they brought. I think they said 5 and up. And then someone had told me they were there on, or they wanted to go there, like, on a Disney cruise, and Disney's age was higher. So I think it just depends on what your tour company is allowing.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't surprise me that Disney is more conservative about that. But there was a little stray dog there that was really cute. And yeah, it was funny because me and like one other woman were like loving on the dog. And then the dog went over to these other people and they're like, don't touch me, dog. We're like, come back, we'll pet you. And it's so cute. Yeah. Yeah, so that was Moon Palace. And they have dolphins on property too. So you can... do the dolphins. There's scuba, but it's extra. There was like a whole bunch of stuff like that. Lots of offerings.
Well, and then they had my favorite little crepe place.
They had that, yeah, with the good coffee.
I remember you talking about that great place, Laura, now that you say that.
Thank you, and I love that place.
They had, like, this case of chocolate, like this candy case, and you could get, like peppermint bark, or they had these, like dark chocolate, like a real thin sheet of dark chocolate with salt, or you could get, there was, like, a spicy hot one that was really cool. It was good. It was really cool.
So how was the food overall? Did you feel like it was good?
Yeah, that was good. Their buffet that they brought to the conference part was a little strange. Like, there was never breakfast food, even though we were going over there at, like, 8 a.m. They were bringing out, like, salmon. Well, there was salmon and bagels, but then there were, like, tuna sandwiches and things like that. So that was a little bit
different. What, you've never had tuna sandwich for breakfast?
Well, now she has.
I did that day. Yeah. But the coffee in the room was good. It was that Blue Mountain Coffee, which is so good. Mm. Yeah.
So you didn't do any other excursions there in Otrios? You didn't go to Mystic Mountain or do the...
No, but they did a presentation for us, and they're adding, like, all kinds of stuff to Mystic Mountain. They're basically doubling the size of it. So,
I guess... Like the Grand Moon Palace. Yeah, like there's like the Moon Palace and the Grand Moon Palace in Cancun,
yeah,
right next to each other.
Well, the Mystic
the
Mountain
is twice the size.
Mystic Mountain is where it's not part of Moon Palace. It's where
the bobsledding,
zip lines.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that part.
Yeah. The chairlifts and
it's like adventure park kind of stuff.
Yeah, Sandy, did you drink anything other than Michelob wine? Did you drink wine?
I did drink wine.
Yeah, that was what she was having during Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Did you like their wine?
The wine was... Well, I'm not a wine person. Like, I don't...
She's a Michelob Ultra person.
Yeah. Why are you asking me this, Lindsay?
She drinks water.
I'm asking because that was my one thing I didn't care for at the Grand.
Well, I will say I did not bring home the wine they left in my room. Normally, like, if I'm somewhere and it's, like, Robert Mondavi, like, it's, you know, something like that, I'll bring it home. But I don't know what kind of wine this was. And I was like, I'm not going to take the chance of this breaking in my suitcase. So I didn't bring it home. So,
moving up in the world. Sandy's not stealing from the room. To be fair. Yeah, to be fair, you're allowed to do that. I was just teasing. So then from there, where did you go?
So from there, we transferred over to Negril, which is far. So if you are going to Ocho Rios, it's about an hour and a half from the airport. And you pretty much go, well, you literally do go back all the way back to Montego Bay. And then you go down to Negril. And it was a 4-hour transfer. Mm-hmm. The time of day that we went through this little small town, I think it was called Lucia, before we got to Negril, was very busy. It was a Friday. A lot of people were in town because I guess that's when they do their shopping. So that really was jammed up. That was heavy traffic that day. But then we got to Negril and we got to see the sunsets. And
some key differences between Ocho Rios and Negril?
So
I mean, other than just purely geography, because Ocho Rios is north, right? And Negril is kind of south.
It's west. It's on the western side. So Negril is famous for its sunsets and its beaches. 7 Mile Beach, just straight, calm beach. It's very...
Just, one of my favorite beaches.
Yeah, it's just gorgeous. You can walk. If you go walking, you go like past other resorts and stuff too. So it's just a really pretty stretch of beach. Yeah. I think if you want to relax... that's where you're going to go. If you want to be more active, I'd say go to Ocho Rios.
So where did you go in Negril?
We stayed at the Azul, which is a family resort, and it's part of the Charisma brand, which I love because they really focus on their food. And it was like, I would tell you, there's not really anything about the Moon Palace food that I remember besides the crepes and the chocolate, but the Azul food was phenomenal. It was really good. So
well, lots
they
of,
really do pride themselves on their gourmet inclusive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And kind of farm to table-y, right? Don't they have have gardens and try and do fresh off the property?
They do in Cancun. They have a greenhouse on site at the El Dorado Royale. They don't have a greenhouse in Jamaica yet, but they are really developing, and there's going to be a part of the island that they're developing a lot. But there's not really a totally announced time when it's coming out yet. So I wouldn't be surprised for all that to come up there too. But their food was really good at Azul. They had, the first night we were there, they had set it up on the beach. So if you could kind of imagine if you were there for a wedding or something, this is kind of what you would do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they had a kind of acoustic reggae band there to play while we were all talking. And so that was really awesome. It was really gorgeous. They had these kind of lantern things in the trees above us, and it was just a really gorgeous night. You know, it was really,
that sounds beautiful.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And the food was so good. I always get the salmon because I never get to eat salmon here because my family doesn't eat it, so I never cook it. So every time I go out, that's what I get. But the people who got the steak said it was like the best steak they'd had. So, yeah, and the salmon was really good too. so that was good. And then,
Wasn't like a buffet on the beach. You ordered on the beach.
Yeah, it was a sit-down dinner. It was only for us too. I mean, it was part of a restaurant that was on the beach, like behind us. But they put our tables out on the sand, so the restaurant was not on the sand. It was like on the walkway, and there were outdoor tables there. But they set us up on like a special dinner, so that was pretty cool.
How was that sitting out in the sand? Was it okay?
Yeah, it was fine. It was really nice. It was, I mean, yeah, everything about that hotel was really cool.
Were there lots of restaurants to choose from? I mean, would this be like, could you stay there for 7 nights and eat in different places?
So there's two sides of this resort, which is kind of interesting. So when they started building it, they had plans to make it a lot bigger, and they had made an agreement with the European property. I don't know if it's, so this brand has some resorts that traditionally we can't sell to Americans. Mm-hmm. They only sell to Europeans. So there was something with the government, and they ended up only being able to build a certain amount, and that took up the whole allotment. That was before we could book into it. So then they built the other side of it. So there's two sides to it. And so what we would book is the newer side, and it's kind of the VIP side, because I had another agent friend who was there with her husband. I just met her at Moon Palace, and she wasn't there with the group. She was just there on her own with her husband and another couple. And they were staying on the older side, and they didn't think they could walk to the side that we were on.
Oh.
And, you know, we were like, no, you can do that. You know, you can use all the restaurants, because we had done the tour and we knew all that. But they were not... that wasn't clear to them. But they asked, and then they're like, yes, that's exactly how it is. You can do it. No one's going to stop you. But there are, on the beaches, there's like VIP sections that have like nicer cushions on the beach chairs and stuff. That was part of what ours was. We didn't see anybody stopping anybody
My clients that went, their only complaint was that they were kind of in the adult section. And it was quite a ways from the lobby, but that was their only complaint.
Well, there's two lobbies, so I guess
the big lobby.
That's probably in the older section, because the kids' club was over there.
So now that whole property is one property, right? As American citizens, we can book into the whole
property? You can, but they told my friend that it was unusual that she had that side. That you would normally be on the side we were on. And over on that side, there was like the kind of the conference area where we did our training. And there were several restaurants over there, which were really good. And that's where the rooftop place would be, like if you wanted to get married and have the rooftop reception or something like that. That was over on the newer side. And then the older side had like, it had the spa, it had the workout center, it had the kids club, so all that kind of stuff. So it was pretty cool. One of the things they do, I did this when I stayed at the Nickelodeon Resort, was they had water aerobics in the pool again.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that was so cool. I wish I could have done that, but I didn't get to do it. We didn't get a whole lot of free time. We were only there for 2 nights. But yeah, it was really pretty.
So did you get to spend some time on the beach at all? Or was it
yes, because okay. We had our training and our inspection lasted... I don't know. I guess we were done around 2, and then we had a little bit of a break, and then we came back for a rum tasting. And that was in the Bob Marley bar, which was really cool. And then after that, we got to just go do whatever we wanted.
So you just blew, you know, no drinking January.
Yeah. Isn't it how hard it is to do dry January when you have, like, that kind of trip?
Did you not hear us all go, why are you doing this? This makes no sense.
Well, I will tell you guys, I drank a lot less than I normally would. So I drank a lot less when I was home. I'll put it that way. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, it was good. They had this drink called a Bob Marley that, you know, I was watching them make so that I would know how to make it whenever I'm having my little parties outside and stuff. Yeah, it was kind of funny, though. This is a family show. I probably can't tell the story.
Yeah, probably not. Tell us all.
What's in the Bob Marley?
It's a daiquiri, so the first part is strawberry on the bottom, and then you layer it with mango, and then because the mango is kind of yellow, they put the blue curacao in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they that makes green, and so they put the green on top, and then it's like
it's like
the color of the
yeah
awesome.
And apparently it was really good. I didn't have that. I had I started to drink gin drinks when I was at those places.
I was doing tequila shots. I didn't know.
I was drinking some rum.
I was in the place where they make rum.
I just don't know. I don't want this really sweet stuff all the time. So I'm kind of more for the straight liquor now. But they had a jerk
chicken shot. When they had you do the rum tasting, like, are there different kinds of rum?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I'm sorry to sound really stupid, but.
In Jamaica, they're big on rum.
Tons.
Yeah. And the
flavored kind of rums are just different brands.
They can flavor it, but it also has to do with how aged it is and how they distill it. There's some that's like there was like a special anniversary rum, and then there's some that they only make a certain number of bottles, so it's really expensive and. It all tasted the same to me, but they tell me that there was a big difference and that I would want to sip this one over ice and not this one, but I'm like, I don't know, I guess okay.
The interesting thing about that is that in Mexico, the Charisma brand, each of the resorts has tequila tastings. So they sort of taken that over to Jamaica, to the mm-hmm. islands.
And one of the, I can't remember which, I think it was the most expensive one that was specially brewed for like this anniversary. It was, the person that was the head of the, distillery was a woman
for
like 25 years. And then she retired.
She was a woman for 25 years and then she retired.
Yeah. And now she's not.
She was ahead of them. So, well, it's really cool that they do that. That was one of my favorite things about staying at Charisma was the tequila tasting.
Yeah, and it's free. That's the other cool thing is, you know, you're getting sort of these more exotic, sort of premium, and it's just a taste, but it's they don't charge you
But they put it in the special glass, and you gotta swirl it and look at the legs, and you know, and I'm like, I don't see any legs. What are you talking about?
It was too fancy for you, huh?
It was a little fancy for me.
I see two hands and a belly button, but I don't see any legs.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too funny.
You have to drink a few more, and then you start to see the leg.
I'm like, oh, I see legs. Yeah.
So did you feel that Azul also was not very crowded? I mean, like, did you feel like it wasn't as full as it was? Did you get the same
sort of? I totally felt like it wasn't that full. Like, we never – the restaurants didn't seem to be full. I mean, there were always beach chairs. It was – and I did like how you could kind of walk back. And, like, I could tell people were just out walking on the beach, you know, mm-hmm. from other resorts and stuff. Because
all the beaches in Jamaica are actually public.
Yeah. I will say I saw and noticed more marijuana this time. I'm like, can I say this? Well, because they told us they've decriminalized it. So I do notice that. Well, in fact, when we were on our way to the Blue Hole, there were people holding up signs that said brownies for sale. I mean, like, it's really out there now. Like, before, it was kind of like on the down low, but now it's, yeah.
And did you see the really crazy looking guy that looked like Uncle Sam?
No.
He was like wearing striped pants. He had a big top hat on. Oh. And yeah, he was selling brownies.
There was one guy that walked so close to our van that we thought he was going to walk into it.
That's scary. Well, that is our show for this week. Thank you for hanging out with us. We'd love to share it for you to share your life-changing travel moments with us on our Facebook page. You can find us on Facebook as Fly Away or from the podcast page on OutlanderTravel.com. Please be sure to subscribe to us and leave a review in iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. On behalf of Sandy, Donna, Laura, Lindsay, and myself, Elizabeth, thanks for joining us this week. Gotta fly.